K-State Nation, another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily is on. Eddie Greer here with the guys, coming to you from Manhattan, Kansas, on recording this on this Thursday evening, January 27th. And usually I record these a day earlier, so before they come out. So this will come out tomorrow around lunch hour. And of course, our new weekly edition of the Purple Project Podcast Weekly will be out later on tomorrow, early evening at some point as well. A whole lot of basketball. I don't want to dive on it too much, which will be saved on tonight's recording of the podcast. So I'm not going to dive in too much of it. Obviously, Doolman coming off of another double-digit loss on the road. Back-to-back road losses for the women in the state of Texas. So for whatever reason, K-State women's team can't translate their game from Bramlage to Texas. So that's back-to-back loss for them, and that was a costly loss for them. Again, more on that. And obviously K-State, the dreadful loss against Baylor the previous night before. And a bit I failed to mention this, and obviously I'm getting the high fever the last several days, so I'm finally getting my voice back, even though it's a little scratched up, still a little scratchy, but I am close to getting back to 100%. Yeah, the loss of Selton Miguel, apparently, well, I don't have the reports in front of me now. Again, this will be discussed in more detail on this week's new edition of the PPPW edition of the podcast. Had some swelling around the ankle. And it didn't, from what I read reports, doesn't look good. So we'll dive on into more of that with my co-host Alex when the weekly edition gets recorded, and when it's eventually gets up on its usual scheduled day, which is tomorrow early evening, late afternoon. But he's sticking with basketball for a few minutes, switching back to the women's side. Gotta talk about Ayoka Lee, named Naismith Women's Defensive Player of the Year. She's been added now to the Defensive Player of the Year watch list. And the ever growing resume of Lee continues here, as she's been named the 2022 Naismith Women's Defensive Player of the Year watch list. Lee has been outstanding on the defensive end this year for the Wildcats, as she continues to lead the conference. And well, heading in, this was actually prior to Texas, led the conference in block shots with 66, led nation, leads K-State in steals, with 27. She is second in the nation for total block shots with 66, like what I just said, and is third in the nation and the league's leading, the league's leader in blocks per game with almost four a game. 66 blocks, again, prior to Texas, ranked seventh in school history four blocks in a season. Of course, for those of you who are new to the podcast and wondering where Ayoka is from, she's from Byron, Minnesota, has eight games with four or more blocks this season, including a Big 12 season high, eight blocks coming earlier this year against North Dakota State back in November 29th. Lee's career blocks total stands right now at 206. I did not see how many. I did look at the box score after the game last night. I don't know. Can't remember off the top of my head how many she got, but we're going to roll with what the stats prior to Texas with 206, which ranks third in program history. Her career, her career blocks per game is just under three. As it takes some water here, try to get through this. It's just a tad under three, highest in school history, and ranks fifth in Big 12 history. Her 27 steals this season, again, prior to Texas, I have to keep reminding you guys that, are a career season high. She ranks 14th in the Big 12 for steals per game. Ayoka has tallied two or more steals in eight games this season. Lee is the only player in the nation with 475 or more points, 200 or more rebounds, and 60 or more block shots. Yeah, this is why I said what I said earlier when I had a cracked voice back on Monday. She is the best all-around player, big girl center, big lady center, whatever you want to call that, in the nation right now. Ayoka Lee, I said it then with a bad voice. I'm going to say it right now with a recovery voice. She is the best player center-wise in the nation. I don't care if South Carolina, I don't care, NC State, whoever, Connecticut, whoever. I think right now, I think it's a disservice that ESPN, you finally had to get the attention of ESPN and other famous basketball women, basketball players like Sue Bird, Holly Rowe, to grab that attention. Like, she's been doing this for a long time. And, that, what we saw last weekend, I can't. That's some Michael Jordan stuff right there. She just put it on, and not just some sorry team we're talking about. We're talking about what was then the 14th ranked team in the country, Oklahoma, right? So this wasn't no jokester of a team. She did it on one of the best teams in the conference, and not only that, one of the top 25 teams in the country. Oh, by the way, speaking of top 25, K-State was ranked again. And they're 0-3. Every time they're being in the top 25, they lose. So that might be a bad omen for the women's team. And maybe we'll discuss that even more depth again on the newest episode coming out. But that might be a bad omen. So we'll see what happens going moving forward as well. And yeah, of course, yeah, we already know what happened to Texas last night. As a loss fell to them last night. If I can switch over to my tab here real quick here. Losing last night 66-48. Again, we'll talk more detail on this week's new edition of the Purple Project Podcast weekly edition. And while I'm on this topic here, I just might as well say, I said it all along. You lose, you drop. And that's what K-State did. You drop now all the way to basically fifth in the conference, but you're still in the top half of the league, though. But fifth right now, you drop behind Baylor, which really you should be ahead of Baylor for I don't know why, but K-State should be ahead of Baylor. I disagree with that right there. But right now, it's Iowa State, OU tied for the league right now. Texas with his feet over the K-State last night, and then Baylor and then K-State. So that don't make no damn sense whatsoever there. And K-State beat Baylor, upset Baylor a few weeks ago. Baylor, yeah, they have a better record, 4-2, but we have tiebreaker. I can see that. But K-State right now still a game back of the league. So so we'll continue. I think this is going to continue to seesaw for the Big 12 conference league. Is going to seesaw back and forth between these five teams right here. Because on any given night, if you're on, you can be beaten. And we have seen it firsthand, and we see it the other way as well. Example, Texas Tech and Lubbock a couple weeks ago. And you can go back to last night as well. Whereas K-State could not defend the three last night in that game. But anyways, Ayoka Lee, still on the positive side, been named to the 2022 Naismith Defensive Player of the Year watch list there, as the long receipt of rewards still printing out for Ayoka Lee, the Pro Project Podcast. Get it wherever you get your podcast. That is going to do it for right now. Yes, that's going to do it for right now. I got to save my voice for the weekly podcast. It's coming up in a lot discussed on the basketball side here as both teams lose. And all. We'll get to the KU debacle as well on the men's side as well. A lot discussed on there. And, of course, get yourself ready for the AFC title game on Sunday afternoon. Eddie Greeter III, this has been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats!